This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says there, "You lazy fool, look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer, it stores up food. At harvest, it stockpiles provisions." End of quote. Bible portrays the picture of a hard worker who is not lazy at all and says, "Watch it closely and let it teach you a good lesson for all of us." The industrious, working and saving nature of a little ant is here contrasted with a lazy man who do not plan and save for tomorrow's needs. You see, nobody has to give a planning counsel to ants. All summer days it stores up food. At harvest times it stockpiles for a winter time. Do you know God wants us to plan and save for future needs? You see, first of all, we need to work hard. Laziness is foolish. Hard work is smartness. Now, when we earn money by work, we need to give a portion of it, at least a tithe, to God, because He gave you the strength and opportunity to earn your wages. Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord from your wealth, from the first of all your produce." End of quote. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." End of quote. Secondly, a portion of your wages you must save for your and your family's future financial needs. Summertime is the time God gives you to earn money. Summer means the time you can work, because there is a future when you would not be able to work. Your strength, health, and skill would also diminish when you grow old. You must save at least a tenth of your wages for your future needs. Thirdly, you spend only the rest of your income. In today's culture, people want to spend all of their income on bills and purchases. However, if you spend all your income, where is the money left to honor God with your money? How can God bless you more if you do not honor Him? Now, if you spend all your income, where is the money left for your future needs when you would not be able to work? Honoring God with your tithes and saving a portion for your future need is God's secret for success in life. Do you remember what Joseph did when Pharaoh appointed him as the chief in Egypt? He said to Pharaoh, 7 years of abundance to the land is going to happen, and then it will be followed by 7 years of famine. Famine was going to be severe in the land. Joseph, in whom was the divine spirit of God indwelled, gave counsel to the king and said this, "Take action now in the time of abundance, and then gather 1/5 of the produce of the land and store up the food and guard it safely under the authority of Pharaoh, by which there would be sufficient food when severe famine hits the land." Genesis 41. Genesis 41 verse 55 says, when the famine finally came, the famine was all in all nations. However, in the land of Egypt, there was bread, because of the wise and godly steps of Joseph. People of all the earth came to the land of Egypt to buy grain from Joseph. Beloved, be wise with what God gives you. Use a portion to honor God, first of all. And then use the next portion to save for your future needs. And then use the rest for your bills and current needs. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the book of Proverbs. It gives a lot of wisdom for our life. Lord, you asked us to look at the ant and learn lessons from it. It is so tiny and small, but it is very smart in planning for the future. Lord, help us to be smart. Help us to work hard and earn money, and with it, a portion give to you as a thankful offering, and another portion save it for the future. And then the rest, use it for our current financial needs. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you're giving to us. Help us to obey your counsel and live. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.